May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. If you were here last night, you remember that we shared the story again. And we talked about stories that bear repeating. And we were reminded that God is with us in all of our individual stories, the good, the bad, the happy, the sad. And that even when our stories change from year to year, God's story remains the same. But I think that's incomplete, because last night we talked about us. We talked about God being with us in our stories. And the truth of Christmas is, frankly, God didn't come for you or for me individually. And God came for the world. And I think John today helps us see that a bit more clearly. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him. Without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. So last night, Luke told a story of particulars, right? In those days, in that region, there were characters, there was a plot. It's about a particular time and a particular place. Today, John's story is expansive and eternal, talking about all times and all places, talking about before time. Luke tells the story from the outside, narrating what happened. John today tells the story from the inside, from the heart of it all. Luke tells us what happened. John today tells us what it means. Luke tells the Christmas story with facts. John tells the story with poetry. I think there's something about poetry that helps us see a world bigger than our own. If you sit with a poem, sometimes you can't understand it. Oftentimes I can't understand it. But there's a way that it stretches your brain and makes you think more than just the words on the page, something deeper, something more meaningful. Poetry can pull us out of ourselves and help put us in a bigger story. Yes, it's true, God is with us individually. But even more, the good news of great joy is that Christ has come into the world and we are now part of God's bigger story. Because the poetry of Christmas is so much bigger than us. The poetry of Christmas is so much bigger than our individual isolated stories. The poetry of Christmas is that we are a part of a bigger story. We come to this bigger story with all of our individual pieces and parts, all the things that we bring into this room. But it's not just about the things that we bring into this room. It's about the bigger thing. It's about God's story. And it's about a world that's bigger than we can ever imagine. It's about the Word becoming flesh and dwelling among us. All of us together. Howard Thurman was a theologian and a civil rights icon and a teacher. He was also a poet. And one of his poems, The Work of Christmas, can help us understand how we are now a part of God's bigger story through what happened today. So I think this might say it best. Howard writes, "When the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and the princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flock, the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among others, to make music in the heart." Amen.